Praise the Lord, my soul, and all that is in me. Praise his holy name. As a topic for my sermon, I will read from Psalm 103 a few verses in Jesus' name. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall no more be. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Amen. At these services, we speak about faith. We read the Word of God, and we explain it with that understanding that the Heavenly Father gives to each of us. that understanding of faith is born from the gospel, from the forgiveness of sins. And I would like to ask you, you service guests today, can I believe my own sins forgiven? I want to believe. This psalm which we heard is familiar to many of us in different phases of our life. And I thought about three viewpoints that arise from this text. First of all, the language of the Bible is beautiful language. There are many good and beautiful words. There are pictures of nature. There are speeches about the living God. And these are explained in words that are easy for man to understand. There are many parables also in the Bible. Another thing that I wanted to talk about was the work of the kingdom of God. And the third, where this text ends, is time. What do we understand about the word time? And what is God's time? And do they have something in common? Or are they different? And with these thoughts, I thought I would feed the people gathered here who have gathered to listen to these services. The word service is also meeting, being together. At these summer services, there are many of you service guests here, but I know there are those of you at these services who are listening, but you are far away from here. you can also partake in these services of the Word of God. These services and this text, which we just read, speaks about grass, about hay, about grass which flourishes, but when the wind passes over, it no longer exists. As we are at these evening services, the field of grass here in this area is green and fresh. But when people trample it and walk on it, it will dry up and it will wilt. Can the faith that is in a person's heart, the Word of God, can it also first be fresh and green, and then after trials on the way, it dries up, it wilts, or is trampled? Man, as at the creation of God, is a great miracle. The life of every person, from conception onward, is the creation work of God, and we can only be amazed and wonder at the greatness of this blessing, of this miracle. The prophets Isaiah and Jeremiah both write about this. How God has called servants and messengers, believing people, to do the work of His kingdom. They have known us. He has known every one of us since we have been in our mother's womb. This is a miracle. It is a great miracle. And in the light of the Word of God, we can examine this and look at this even now, that this is how it is. People are called to do the work of the kingdom of God. Even these services where we have gathered now, have become realized as a result of many calls and invitations. Work has been done in the homes, at the RYs, by the authorities, and in meetings with the authorities, and so on. And always there has been a request Father, thy will be done. Even though summer services are a big event, a massive event, in the midst of these services, it is good for us to remember that the most important message and task of these services is with you, dear hearer of the word, to accept the motto of these services for yourself: your sins are forgiven. Mm-hmm. And because of this, and only because of this, we have wanted to arrange these services. At the same time, we remind you of these everyday situations in life where each of us is living. That they are the greatest work of the kingdom of God. When those who believe the word and keep the word tell with their own life and their own speeches and their own actions, they tell about the good works of God, about those promises which have been written into the Bible. The prophet Isaiah wrote hundreds of years before Jesus was born in this way. The voice said, "Cry." And he said, "What shall I cry?" And he was given this text: "All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fades, because the Spirit of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people is grass." The most important task of these services is to proclaim, you boys and girls, younger and older, we use many different modes of messaging and communicating, social media, and there we distribute and we link information about what someone else has said or written in a good way. And now we have this text before us where we link. I am giving to you the words of a man of God from thousands of years ago, but they are just as if they had been said today. This word reminds us that the work of the kingdom of God we want to do, called by God and trusting in his promises for a long time already, and in such a way so that today we want to continue this tradition of the generations. That hymn with which we started these services speaks about flowers. But from a different viewpoint than the text in this psalm. Are they conflicting? When David writes in his psalm that when the wind passes over man, he no longer exists, and his place of living is not known anymore. But we sang that the word of God is a beautiful flower. Can this flower of the word of God be dried up or destroyed by a wind. Yes, it's possible. In the heart of man, there is sin. The first human pair, Adam and Eve, in that beautiful place, paradise, they were able to live and experience and feel the complete goodness and perfect blessing of God. But that was not enough for these people. But there in the midst of paradise was a stranger who spoke to them. And man agreed to talk with the enemy of souls. And he threw a doubt on the instructions and promises that God had given about eternal life. And what happened? Having been tempted, man fell into sin. And as it is written in the Bible, beginning from that moment, every person, even though it is created by God, he carries in his heart the original sin, the tendency to do evil, and rejection of life according to the Word of God. But the Word of God is comforting for us today. It encourages and strengthens us, you and me, to look at that beautiful flower, the Word of God, which is even now being watered and taken care of in the kingdom of God. This word is the word of the Lord and holy. It shows us the way to glory, to be with Christ. It still shines for us. Do we remember at home when we are with our dear ones? To keep present that gospel, that message about the forgiveness of sins. Even as we came to these services and prepared to come, at least many times I felt how practical matters, the sufficiency of money, will the car hold up, will we remain healthy, will everyone be able to come there where we are going. But even in those difficult situations of life, when illness and death, rejection of faith, cause us to have darker views, then we need sensitivity on the part of those who are near us. We need to have a humble mind and to lower ourselves to ask. Can I yet believe? The writer of the Song of Zion has written about the power of God. Your power is unlimited in this kingdom, and man can search for it, and in finding it, he gets everything else from your grace. You bless us with food, and with your word you nourish our souls. In your congregation, you take care of your children, and you carry the weak ones in your arms. I think that not many who feel strong have come to these services. You who are at home, in a sick bed, or elsewhere. And you have not been able to come to these services. We remember you. We have crossed our hands in prayer. But also your mother and father, or other member of the family. Perhaps you are living alone, and you think and you feel in your heart that nobody is longing for me. I can encourage you to believe that you are wrong. In the kingdom of God are many friends, escorts, messengers, just an arm's length away sometimes. We remember you, and we hope from our heart that you can hear these words about salvation, when this life of man is fragile, and it can also be short. In the mind of man, 100 years or more, or so short, not even one day on this earth. For every person, God has prepared eternal life in heaven. This world, which has been created here, it will last only a moment. It will last only as long as the grass in the field here. And when this world ends, then only one thing is important. No man, no person poses this question, not the mother or the father, not one speaker. Not a brother or sister. Or any other person. That question is posed by the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you are asked, are your sins forgiven? It is no small matter or insignificant that you stop for a moment and listen. And if you can't stop because of your work or some other reason, you would at least lend your ears to hear the word of God that is recorded here in the Psalms. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. Well, can we think in this way? That I can trust in this, that the mercy of the Lord is everlasting. It is everlasting for those who fear and love him. But when our text continues, it continues in this way. And his righteousness lasts unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. I began this sermon saying that there are many parables in the Word of God. And then I didn't mention, but I was thinking about the discussions between Jesus and the disciples, where they asked their teacher, "Now, why do you speak so much through parables?" Jesus was a talented teacher, a skillful teacher. He took topics for his sermons from those situations in life that were familiar to the hearers of his time. And another important thing about Jesus' speech and sermons was that he used the Word of God a lot. And he spoke only the Word of God. Words of warning have been written to us in the Bible that we should not add any words, nor should we take away any words. And even though this Word of God speaks to us words of joy and encouragement, that today in your midst a temporary altar has been built where we proclaim the forgiveness of sins. It is nevertheless most important that in the bottom of our heart we preserve the same request. That in my own heart I could hear the Spirit of God, the grace of God, which teaches us, as it is written, to live cleanly and righteously. But our salvation is not dependent on this even. Where then is our salvation and our happiness? When I was coming to serve, I spoke with my own children. That why do we want to gather at services and to see that all these troubles, to see great trouble to arrange services? It's not easy to come here. And no one comes to speak his own matters. But we want to remind you about that covenant given by God, which is long, everlasting. And we want to talk about man to remind us about our part, our portion, that we are just grass, as John the Baptist also says. Have you come to see grass that is swayed by the wind? No. We have come to ask is that promise in force even for me? We have a simple childlike faith, a faith of the heart, with which we win over this world and all the temptations and trials of this world. Even a small child that grasps to his mother and his caretaker and needs food and needs care. The love of the mother, the love of the congregation mother, is now calling you, dear hearer of the word, to that chain of generations who have believed, to look at those promises of Abraham, the sand of the sea and the stars of the heaven. He looked at you and me. We are his descendants. Those who fear and love him. Those and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. What is this promise? What is this command? That has been promised, eternal life to those who believe in him, eternal life in heaven. Jesus was asked about this when he had told his own that everyone who wants to follow me shall take up the cross and follow me. The people who believe the word of God have been promised a reward. The reward cannot be taken here on earth when we live, but it is written in this way. I was told, these words are true. The Lord God, who gives his Spirit to the prophets, has given his angels to show his servants what will happen. I will come soon. Blessed is he who takes heed the prophecies of this work. You, dear travel friend, you service guest, accept this promise. Receive this promise. Your sins are forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name, amen.